From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. For the past few decades, Miami's historically black Overtown neighborhood has struggled with crime and poverty. Sharing in the decline of the once vibrant neighborhood was the Lyric Theater. Figures like Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and Celia Cruz once graced its stage. But as Wilson Sayre reports, the old theater has a new vision and is hoping to change the image of Overtown one note and one kid at a time.
Here we go, and five, six, seven, eight, and...
160 kids, most of them from South Florida, move together in synchronized patterns weaving around each other, dancing with some serious attitude. Instruments glint in the hot sun. This is the first South Florida marching band precision camp. Everybody calls it band camp. Sixteen-year-old piccolo player Asia Solomon says it's harder than her marching band at Miami Northwestern High.
It's like more moving and stuff. It's like hit it to the left and hit it to the right and then like scoop, scoop, down, up, and then like dropping.
The kids practice marching at Gibson Park in the shadows of I-95. When it was built through the middle of Overtown in the 1960s, it fragmented the community and many residents moved away. It still hasn't recovered. The campers' instrumental practice is held at the Lyric Theater. The theater was once the cornerstone of the entertainment district some called the Little Broadway. It closed down in the 1960s. The Black Archives bought the Lyric in the 80s, and now it's trying to reestablish the theater in the community through programs like the band camp.
Well, the Lyric is the center of cultural and arts.
Timothy Barber is the executive director of the Black Archives.
And we definitely wanted to bring attention and recreate that music in Overtown, that beat of the drum, that pulse that Overtown has had over the many years.
He wants to harness some of the cultural cachet that events like Art Basel and Wynwood Art Walk have brought to other neighborhoods near Overtown.
If you look at Wynwood, you look at Little Havana, you look at Biscayne Boulevard, people are now looking for just some exciting things out of the box. You know, no longer people wanting to go to the same old club. And that's what we're hoping that the Lyric would do, and we feel that we can do that.
But there's also a longer-term vision for the Lyric Theater, and kids are a big focus. Camilla Pritchett is director of development for the Black Archives.
To have these kids be able to come and practice and perform on a historic stage, walk the streets of a historic neighborhood, it's kind of like we're tricking them into also participating in a basic living tour of historic Overtown.
Children who have watched negative publicity about Overtown, and now they have come, and a lot of them have been like, wow, it's not what I saw on TV, you know?
Executive Director Timothy Barber again.
And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that the kids, one, see the Lyric as a place to be, and two, see the community of Overtown as a strong community.
Asia Solomon, the piccolo player, is one of Barber's converts.
I heard, like, it's been, like, not so good. Like, it's been dead. Like, people don't really come over here no more.
But now that she's spent some time in Overtown, she says she'll be back.
I hope they have it next year, because I'm going to come back again.
And maybe not just for band camp, but for an art show or a performance at the Lyric. Maybe even to perform herself at the monthly variety show Lyric Live. Anything, hopes the camp's organizers, as long as it's in Overtown. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
The Lyric Live Variety Show is held the first Friday of every month. The next one is on September 5th. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.